Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 30th. It'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can check out Superior Sunrise at 7:30, then the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 18,100 head of cattle being offered this go-around. 5,300 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, and 3,900 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117. After this week's sale, June means that Superior goes on the road, including to the Corn Belt Classic, as well as to the Tallgrass Auction scheduled for the Flint Hills of Kansas. Remember, my friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, limited cash trade interest is expected today following the holiday Monday delaying the schedule from both packers and the feed yard managers. Bids and asking prices still unavailable, but likely to see some additional interest to the midweek trading day. The support in box beef values and stability in futures trade should give more momentum to asking prices steady to higher, with feeders looking for steady money by the end of the week. With the trend over the last few weeks moving to Wednesday trade in the South, it's likely that an emphasis on getting at least some deals done before the end of the day will be seen today. And the futures trade is expected mixed, with additional pressure likely to develop in feeder cattle based on continued support in the corn. Active pressure is expected to continue early this morning following technical pressure in the on the hogs, which has developed in all nearby hog trade over the last week. Continued concerns surrounding the ability to expand export trade continues to spark uncertainty through the entire complex. There is still uncertainty surrounding the potential to move pork to China, even at higher prices and overall tariff levels holding. Now moving to the grains, 15 to 20 cent gains in most winter wheat contracts overnight. As that rally continues, like soybeans, wheat is following the lead of corn, but also has bullish tidbits sprinkled in here and there. The national winter wheat condition score fell by 5 points last week to 61% good to excellent. The drop in conditions for hard red winter wheat states was due to heavy, persistent rains, which are threatening both production and quality. Now, gap and go for the second consecutive overnight open with corn futures, adding to the impressive May rally. On a continuous basis, front month futures are now trading at the highest level in over a year, while December 2019 contract closes in on the same level traded on the 2009 and 2014. Soybeans are sporting their own overnight gap for the second session in a row, with July futures at the highest since late April, while November soybeans blew through the $9 level overnight. Going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, June live cattle up 37 cents, 111.55 yesterday. August down 17, 107.77. August feeder cattle down $1, 142.22. September down $1.20 at 142.67. June hogs down 245, 83.97. Kansas City wheat, July was up 18 and three quarters at 460 and three quarters. September was up 18 and a quarter at 471 and a half. Chicago wheat, July was up 15 and a quarter at 504 and three quarters. September up 15 and a quarter at 512. July corn up 16 cents, 420 and a quarter. September was up 17 cents at 429 and a half. July soybeans up 26 and a quarter at 856. August was up 26 and a quarter cents, 862 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.